Hey, and welcome to the I Need a Word podcast. I am your host, Quanda Renee. I'm super, super, super excited to be here on today. So I don't know if you guys know already, but the I Need a Word podcast recently hit 700K downloads. I mean, 700K downloads. Like, I remember when God first gave me the idea to start a podcast. I was living in a hotel. But I heard him say, start one. I didn't really have a direction for it. I didn't really know too much about podcasts, but I did some research. He gave me a date that he wanted me to get it out. I think it was April 2019. And I was like, God, I'll do you one better. I'm going to have it out by March 2019. So when we kind of first started, it was just a bunch of some of my preacher clients and some of their sermons in the podcast. Then eventually I started doing some teachings and putting it on the podcast, but I decided that I want to insert a little bit more of a personal connection on the podcast. So I am going to try this out. This is a new structure. Not every episode would be like this, but some of the ones I'm getting ready to do, I want it to be a little bit more personable so we can like connect a little bit more. So I'm super, super excited. If you are watching the video version of this podcast episode, make sure you download the I Need a Word podcast episode. It's available on Google Podcasts. It's available on Apple. It's available on iHeart, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you can get podcasts. Just search I Need a Word. So again, if you're watching the video version of this, you might see me looking down because I got notes. I don't really have a plan for this episode. I'm just going to talk and be a little free, and then I'm going to let you go about your day. So before I go any further, today's podcast episode is sponsored by the I Need a Word app. Y'all, the I Need a Word app is like the Netflix for the church, the Netflix for the gospel. So if you are struggling with faith, trusting God, and you need a place, you need a faith refresher, download the I Need a Word app. It's available in the Play Store and the App Store. Just search I Need a Word, and you can literally binge watch sermons. And when you download it, y'all gonna see a baby infant stage of where God is gonna take that app. So this is it's just at the beginning. We got over 100 and something sermons. You can listen to podcasts there. There's Bible trivia there, and that's gonna go to a whole nother level. So if you haven't downloaded the I Need a Word app, make sure you do so. So let's get into today's episode. So again, I don't really have a structure or title for today's episode. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself. For those who may not know, my name is Quanda Renee. I am the co-creator of I Need a Word. I say co-creator because it's God's platform. He just used me to facilitate this whole thing. So let me give you a little backstory on how I Need a Word started. I Need a Word started August of 2017, and it was a time in my life where I was broke, busted, disgusted, sleeping on my parents' couch, trying to figure this whole thing out, this whole thing of life out. And I had 3 degrees, nobody was hiring me. I was working Uber, Postmates, DoorDash, teaching ESL to Chinese kids, scoring SATs. I was literally all over the place trying to make money and still not making any money. And then finally, I got to July of 2017 and I decided, okay, God, I got to surrender this because I know you didn't call me to toil, but yet I'm toiling. I know you didn't call me to live like this, but I'm living like this. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go on a fast. I'm going to pray and I'm going to see what God's talking about because I don't know what else to do. I am at my rock bottom. I'm too old to be sleeping on my mama's couch, okay? And at that time, my daddy wasn't so nice to me about me being on his couch. I got to get out of here. So I went on a fast and I was praying for like a week. And I heard the Lord say, start a Facebook page, call it I Need a Word. And at first I was just like, but God, capital one, want they money for this car. I don't get what an I Need a Word is going to do. How does that make me money? So I was like, God, I ain't even playing this game. I'm not doing that. I don't know about no I Need a Word. So a few days went on. The idea, the thought didn't leave me. And then I finally was just like, okay, God, yes to your will, yes to your way. Because when you really love God and really when you have a heart for the Father, you can't tell him no. So I just told him yes. And that night, it was August 6, 2017. I said, yes to your will, yes to your way. Created the I Need a Word Facebook page, uploaded a couple sermon clips, that night, 10,000 followers. Day 9, 100,000 followers. 4 or 5 months in, we were like at 1 million or close to 1 million. So it's been one of those journeys. It's been a journey of the miraculous. Like, my surrendering opened the door for God to do what he wanted to do in the earth. And it's been an amazing journey. It has definitely helped me with my marketing career. I have met some of the best and the best in the body of Christ. I have had opportunities to do so many great things. So I'm grateful to God. And it's just one thing that I'm grateful that is that I know the voice of God. And even at that time, you know, I went on a fast and I was praying and I heard what he said, even though when I was just like, I don't know if I want to do that. That ain't making me no money. I still listened to what he said. I heard him, right? And then it's something about when you surrender your outcome, when you surrender how you want your life to be, when you surrender that, I mean, the possibilities with God are endless. Because once I said, okay, God, yes to your will, yes to your way, he's like, okay, I can use you now. So, that is my journey, my story. We are almost 5 years into doing I Need a Word. And it started out as a Facebook page. Now it's become a digital media company. And God has so many other great things in store. We have an app. We have a podcast. You know, we have social media. Getting ready to have a building in the physical. So I'm super, super, super excited about that. And I just thank God, because I was in a place of having nothing. I mean, I had a master's degree and nobody was hiring me. Nobody would call me. I was doing those little freelance jobs, but I was still barely making it. So thank you, BET, for not calling me back. Thank you, BET, and all those other companies I applied to, for not calling me back, because God had a bigger, better plan for my life. So super, super, super excited. And y'all know what else I'm super excited? I have just released the pre-order of my new book, which I'm super, super, super excited about. The book is called Girl Behind the Brand, and I just talk about my journey of how I built I Need a Word. I talk about different things that have shaped my shaped influence in my life and different hardships that I've been through in life that have brought me thus far. So the book is now available on the I Need a Word store, I Need a Word website for pre-order. And if you order the book now, you will get a t-shirt and you're going to get a chance to view the documentary. So I recorded a documentary that goes along with the book. You'll get a chance to view the documentary before everybody else. I actually recorded two versions of the documentary. So I am trying to decide which one I want to put out publicly, because one of them I'm just like, I don't like my hair. And the other one was like, I don't think I answered the questions good. So I'm battling with that. But those who ordered the book, you are going to get to watch both of them and pick which one I should put on the app. So I'm super, super excited about that. And this book for me is special, not only because it shares my journey, but this is my second book. And my first book was a marketing book. It's available on Amazon. I think it's called, I can't even remember my book name. It's called like The 10 Laws of Marketing for Christian Entrepreneurs. So I released that book in 2019. Now, when I released that book, I was in circles where the people didn't mean me no good. And so one of the people in the circle basically talked me out of promoting that book, because on the book cover, my face is on the book cover, and they made me feel so embarrassed for having my face on the cover. One of the things that they said to me is, your face should have never been on the cover of your book. And so that, I don't know why, but I took that seed and swallowed it. And so I was embarrassed to promote the book. I was embarrassed of how I looked on the cover of the book. And I didn't really promote that book as much as I should have. And it's the great thing about, and the good thing, the interesting thing is that book is very good if you need to understand marketing and the laws of marketing and social media and things like that. If you need that type of knowledge, that book is excellent. I've heard so many testimonies about that book, but I didn't do it justice. And I know that Holy Spirit gave me the wisdom, the revelation for that book, but I let somebody's insecurity talked me out of promoting my own book. But baby, not this time. Not this time. I don't care who the enemy sends or what the enemy tries to do. I went through too much hell with this latest book that I'm not going to let anybody or anything stop me from promoting it, getting it out, whatever. And you know what, y'all? Even though I said all of that, there is a lesson in this. Don't let anybody talk you out of what God told you to do. You got to be careful who's whispering in your ear. You just got to be mindful, got to be careful. It's dangerous to be in relationships with people who are insecure, because that came from a place of insecurity. Like, what, I'm not good looking enough to be on the cover of my book? Like, why are you so mad about me being on the cover of my book? You were mad because you didn't do a book at that time. So, y'all, it is what it is. It is what it is. So we're going to keep moving with this episode. So like I said before, I don't really have structure. I don't have any direction. I'm just talking just to talk and just to connect with y'all because I love you. So I'm thinking with this new structure of the podcast, maybe I'll do like different segments of like, maybe we'll have like an Ask Kwanda segment where you can actually send an email right in and I'll answer some of your questions live on the podcast. I also wanted to do a segment about different things that's disturbing my spirit or things that I don't like that I see done in these church internet streets. And I was thinking about adding something like that. So we're just going to flow and see where the Lord takes us with this new structure with the podcast. Now, you're still going to be able to get a lot of the teachings. And if I get back to doing interviews and things like that, you're still going to get all of that on the podcast. I just wanted to add some more because we reached 700K. I think we got to, you know, take it up a little notch, spice it up a little notch. So for a second, since I did mention adding a segment of some things that I ain't really feeling that I don't really like in these internet streets. One thing I noticed the other day, I think I was scrolling, and this is something that I don't do often. I don't scroll. I don't scroll because I know I know the back end of social media. I know it was created to be addictive. It's created for you to stay on there all day. So I know that. And then when I went through one of the hardest seasons of my life, betrayal, and every time I would log in, I would see somebody talking about me and throwing shade, and the Holy Spirit sat on me and said, "You can't say nothing back." And so I didn't disobey and say nothing back. I had to get off the internet and not scroll and not look. So that's part of the reason why I don't scroll. But I was looking through, I don't know if it was Instagram, Facebook, I don't know. It was one of the platforms. And I've been seeing like a lot of flyers, right? You know, everybody's back out in these streets and, you know, we're having concerts and conferences and different events. But what is not sitting right with me is like a lot of these events that a lot of these white evangelicals are having, they don't offer diversity. Like, there was one flyer I saw the other day. There was not a black person. There was not a Hispanic person. There was not an Asian person. Everybody on that lineup was all white. And I was just like, we living in 2022 and you don't have anybody that looks like me or any of my other brown brothers and sisters. We are the body of Christ. And you don't got nobody on that flyer. But here's the thing when you go to these events. So they know how to target to us, right? Advertise to us, right? But as far as getting us on the flyer, I guess, because I'm out of words. But they don't have anybody on the bill, I guess, to look like us. But here's the thing what they do. So say you're African-American or Hispanic or Asian and you go to one of these conferences. What they do is when they see you come in, because most of the audience is probably going to be predominantly white, they give you a little bit of favor and they say, "Hey, do you want to come up front and sit right here in the front row?" So you like, "Whoa, I done got favor." But they doing that because when the camera starts to pan, they want to make sure it's like, "Oh, we got somebody of color sitting up here." So ain't nothing about me racist. I love all my brothers and sisters in Christ. But we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Diversity matters even in the church. And I'm not saying that it's not done on the other side. I'm not saying that. But a lot of the people that I am in association with, I am cool with, their flyers are very diverse. Very diverse. But I don't see it the other way around. So that's one thing that I say, it's not really sitting right. So we got to do better. We have to do better as the body of Christ. We can't ever get out here and talk about racism and this and that, and we don't even model what diversity looks like in the church. So I'm going to leave that one alone because I know I done ruffled some feathers with that. But you know what? It's my podcast and I really don't care. I don't. And so another thing that was kind of irking me out on these internet church streets is I noticed that, like, it's the sugarcoating for me. It's the sugarcoating for me. Like, everything that's out here is sugarcoating the gospel. Like, this new age of Christianity, just new breed, they think when you preach the gospel for real, it's bullying. They think when you preach the gospel for real, it's bullying. The truth. They think the truth is bullying. And so I think pastors are seeing that and they like, well, we want people to continue to come to our church. We want to continue to bring them in. But I got to say this. We don't have to become the world to win the world. That don't work for me. I'm not becoming what I see and what I know is not right just to win them over. No. The word is the word. The truth is the truth. You want to win somebody to Christ? You bring them with the truth. You bring them with the word. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Like, that's how we win them, with the word. Now, if it's convicting, you know what I'm saying? If it's stepping on some toes, good. Because you shouldn't be living that lifestyle anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I think we got to let go of that sugarcoating stuff. It's like, y'all have remixed. Y'all have remixed the grace message. Y'all have remixed the grace message. Like, everything. Oh, you can do this because his grace is sufficient. He gonna forgive you. And you just keep doing. No, when you have a real experience and a real encounter with Jesus, something got to shift. Something got to change. My appetites for what used to be ain't the same no more when you have a real experience with him. And that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say, y'all. So I don't want to keep y'all too long on this episode. Let me just mention a couple more things that I have been thinking about over the last couple of days. And then we're going to end this podcast episode. And I really appreciate you for being here. One thing I want to say is that parents, make sure you're praying over your kids. There is so much going on in this world. We see the school shootings and grocery store. Gotta start praying over your kids' minds and speaking the word over them. Don't offer your kids games and tablets and phones and not offer them the word. They need balance in their life. They need more word than they do them games, though. Because some of y'all be letting them games and Roblox and TikTok raise your kids. And you don't even, and then things happen and you're like, there's a demon possessing my kids. Yeah, because they don't watch that demon all day on TikTok. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of TikTok. And I'll be on TikTok looking. But some of that stuff on there is not of God, honey. It ain't. And for you, like, oh, let me tell y'all this. So one day I was scrolling on TikTok because my team is saying that I need to start reading kids' books. They think, like, if I get on TikTok, a way to reach some of these kids is to read some children's books. So I've been entertaining that. And so I came across this author who says he reads children books, creates and reads children books. Baby, when I tell you, this was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the book was called something about dead babies. And every page it talked about a baby dying. A baby died of measles. A baby died in a plane crash. I mean, it was the craziest sick thing I've ever saw. And then he had a book about your dad cheating on your mom making an OnlyFans account and becoming like, and then he had the nerve to say he don't understand why his videos keep getting reported. Because you, sir, are the son of the devil. Because that is not nothing no kids should be learning and studying about. And mind you, y'all, thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching that. And I know it was kids in there. I know it's kids in there. So that's the kind of stuff we got to be looking out for. That's why you need to know what they're searching online, what they're looking up, who they talking to. Don't pass your babies off to the devil. Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it. So just be mindful. Start praying over your kids, speaking life over your kids, speak the word. You know, instead of investing these $500 sneakers, instead of investing these game systems, I'm about to say Game Boy. I totally dating myself because I was finna say Game Boy. Instead of investing so much stuff in that, invest in getting them a Bible. Does your child own a Bible? Does your child read the Bible? Spend time reading the Bible and get a version where they understand. There's Bibles out there for children. You know, there's, I'm sure there's apps. We just got to monitor and be careful what our kids is listening to, what they got going in their ears and all of that. We just got to be mindful, y'all. That's so funny that I said Game Boy, y'all. I'm dating myself because, listen, anybody that around my age, y'all know back in the day, we went outside and played. We didn't have games like that. Like, my legs are literally scarred up from falling off of a bicycle. Like, I used to ride bicycle in the hot sun. It burned up. But it was fun because I was a kid. I'd be outside playing tag, red light, green light, all of that stuff. Like, we was outside as kids. These kids out today, you looking at them like, you need to go outside. They like, what's that? My niece be like, outside? Like, what am I gonna do out there? Child, this kid, it's like, the internet has made everything so easily available, and these kids don't want to do nothing. Like, I don't even think when they get to 15, 16, they even gonna want to work no more. Because all you got to do is go viral, and you can start making money that way. I ain't hating. Just got to be careful. Just got to be very, very, very careful. All right, y'all. I think we are coming up against the 25-minute mark, and I don't want to keep y'all longer than I need to keep y'all, so I'm going to bid you goodbye. Don't forget that today's podcast episode is sponsored by the I Need a Word app. Make sure you download it. It's on the Play Store, and it's in the App Store. All you got to do is search I Need a Word and download it, y'all. And please, when you download it, leave a positive review. That's the thing. There are so many great Christian apps available, but because we don't leave positive reviews, they don't get to go up in the algorithm or the search engine. So we want to start supporting our own. Start supporting our own. We are the body of Christ, y'all. So again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I am super, super excited about restructuring and coming on and doing some of these episodes with y'all. So make sure if you haven't already, go and pre-order. My book is going to be released August the 8th. It is on the I Need a Word website. August the 8th is going to drop and come out. But when you order today, it's only $20. When you order today, you are going to get a t-shirt sent to you and the book signed by me. Plus, we're going to all be on Zoom and watch the documentary and pick which documentary should be on the app. So thank you so much for listening to the I Need a Word podcast. I am your girl, Quanda Renee, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Love you.